Hey, comedian Adam Newman here, letting you know about Pussy Boys, a brand new podcast I co-host with my funny friends where real men talk about their love of cats. So tune into Pussy Boys on the Seltzer Kings Network and like, listen, subscribe, write us a review on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods. That's Pussy Boys, all Z's. Trust me, you don't want to go where the S's take you. It's gross.
It is weird to think that as an adult in my 44th, third year of life that I'm still drinking chocolate milk on a daily basis.
It's true. Pre-diabetes be damned.
These guys, Vance, these guys like would rip me a new asshole daily for ordering a glass of milk when we did a tour across the middle of America when like all we went to was diners that had big stacks of pancakes and French toast and shit like that.
I never got the 90s sitcom just giant glass of milk with dinner movement.
Yeah, I don't
never,
get it. I mean,
never.
It was certainly a big thing in Ohio, too. So, but you know what? I don't want to make Mike mad, so I'm not going to mention Ohio again.
Oh, don't make him mad. My little sister, my youngest sister, told me that she's like, you used to drink milk. And I said, I didn't really fucking drink
you
milk.
You used to drink milk?
She's like, yes, you did. You used to drink big glasses of it. I'm like, I'm pretty sure you saw that on TV.
TV.
You got paid for that.
That was not milk. That was actually glue. I never finished the glass, if you remember. Yeah. I only held it to my lips. I never drank it.
Let's get this party started. Welcome to the Adventures of Danny and Mike. Right above me, Mr. Michael C. Marona. in his best Pete plaid background. Below me, Danny Tamborelli.
He loves saying that. He loves
and
saying
our guest
that. God.
For the entire hour, host or co-host, I should say, of Boys Watching Girls, Mr. Vance Tucker. Welcome, Vance.
Hey, hello. Thanks for having me. Yeah.
Absolutely. That's the most professional this podcast is going
to
get.
It is all downhill from here.
I hope so.
Do you remember when we met, Vance? Is that possible?
I'm cursed with a pretty good memory.
Okay.
You guys should have a duel then, because we think Mike has got a steel trap memory.
Okay. So, yeah, I remember meeting you. It was in Greenpoint. On that movie that we were working on. What was it? What was the movie called?
I'm already, they always changed
they
the
changed
title.
The name of that movie, but it was a dog. It was basically a dog movie.
It was about a dog, and we thought it was called at the time, it was called Underdog, but that was never going to be the name of the movie.
Yeah.
It ended up having a cartoon
that took that name first, and it would be problematic.
It ended up having a really...
it was called Heavy Petting at first or something.
Oh,
yeah.
No.
It absolutely was. It absolutely was called Heavy Petting. Malin Ackerman was in it. And then they changed the name.
That's why Marona signed on. He said, Heavy Petting, I'm in.
We thought it was called Underdog.
I think they might have changed. It definitely was called Heavy Petting at some point. Remember they gave us those rap shirts? Because we had the
points,
rap party.
2 points to Vance.
Remember? Say it again, Vance.
Remember we had the rap party like the day, like the Friday before the wrap of the shoot on
That was such a terrible idea.
To have a rap party before there's an actual rap?
Yeah, because it was like one more day of shooting, but they wanted to have the weekend instead of having the rap party and then, or instead of rapping on Monday and then having the rap party sometime during the week. I don't know. It was awful.
Those weird end of the night makeout parties at the rap party when you don't think you're going to see them again for a while and then you have to go see them on Monday.
Yeah, exactly. You see the producers drunk and like letting loose and you're like, oh, okay, we're back.
It's called anti-catharsis. We're not going to let you get the release of a rap party where you don't have to see people again. We're going to make you come back. So
yeah,
it's kind of like a hedge. It's a hedge in the rap party, right? It's a hedge against the rap party.
Yeah, because you were an electrician on that. That was back when I was still gripping. And it was a tier one, one of the lower ones. Yeah.
And we did we do every day on that job? Okay. So Heavy Bidding came out in 07, but I feel like we shot it in like 2005.
It might have been six.
It might have been 2006?
Yeah. It might have been like end of 2006.
So we met in Greenpoint, but there weren't too many days that they shot in Greenpoint. I remember... I just remember that smiling guy.
Oh, he's actually in a show with Stephen Ogg, which we know from GTA 5, which I worked on too. But Stephen Ogg did The Tick season 2. And the guy that's the lead in Heavy Petting or whatever they changed the name to, what plays the... like the Superman character in The Tick on Amazon.
It was called Heavy Petting. Yeah, we had Griffin Newman on as a guest.
We had him on a live show.
Yeah, he was nice. Really good. He was a really good guest when we had a show at Union Hall.
Vance, what did you do in GTA?
I put the helmets on you. Remember?
Oh my god! It's out of context, and that's. Yeah, I know. Now I'm all sorts of fucked up and embarrassed at the same time.
Year was that, Vance?
God, I don't know. 2011?
7 years ago? 7 years ago? Maybe more?
2013, it says.
Well, 2013 it came out.
Yeah.
That's the problem. I worked with Vance like 10 or 12 days over a course of 3 fucking years.
Yeah. I was definitely there for 2 years or so working on GTA 5 and throwing helmets on people. And yeah.
Amazing.
That sounded like a euphemism. I just got weirded out at the very, very first second.
Just below the belt. I feel like an asshole too, because Vance, you and I worked together twice.
I saw on IMDb, we worked on Before Had a Name.
Two of the... well, I guess it's one thing, one project, and this is the worst, one of the worst movies I've ever worked on, but one of the funnest crews I've ever worked with.
Which one?
And it was called Before It Had a Name.
That's the Willem Dafoe house.
Willem Dafoe tampon movie, yeah.
The rubber house.
Yeah, yeah.
I remember riding up in the pass van with the grips. It was the first time we were seeing the house in New Paltz.
Yeah.
And one of the grips woke up in the back seat, saw the house, and just died laughing.
Like, just covered in rubber. Yeah, it's just like a weird. Yeah, it's a weird Willem Dafoe. I guess it was built by a dance instructor or something, and so he built it, and then Willem bought it after that. But dude, this movie was insane. It's called Black Widow or something, but it's his now I guess still wife from Italy named Giada.
Yeah,
and it's a movie. It's just a fucking bad movie. Maybe it's great in Italy, but in the States, it's just not good.
I never saw it. I just remember.
We worked on that Italian.
I will pass it on.
We worked on that Italian movie together as well, Vance. That was like later that.
The Italian Job?
No. We worked on, I think.
You mean Giovanni Falcone?
We worked on New York, I Love You. Maybe. Maybe
oh,
we
the
worked,
French Right. Not
maybe
the French
we worked
one.
On some. I worked on some of that. I worked on the Natalie Portman directed segment and another one, a rooftop scene, the end rooftop scene, I think, in that movie.
There were a lot of impracticalities about that job.
Yeah.
It was also the wrong time to make an enemy of the gaffer. It was like my first, it was my first job with this gaffer. I didn't know him before, but he was staffing up a job. I had just gotten into the union recently and had finished off some other job, and this was like starting fresh. And it immediately did not go well with me and Sean.
Sean Green?
Yeah.
Sean
Green?
Yeah. He was on the first movie I ever worked on. Yeah.
He was gaffing at that time. And Jeff came from L.A. and a couple of the other guys I think had met up in L.A. But they were working as a New York crew now. And I didn't know any better. And I didn't know who to hook up with. But. I had a good time that like month and a half, but the weather was brutal and the treatment was appropriate to the weather. Mike,
your eye, if you move your head to your, it looks like you have a monocle.
Yes.
In.
Mm.
Look, at,
That's how I felt. I felt like I was under the microscope each day with Sean. Like, he looked at me and was like, how can I fuck
for the
with
listener? That's a Patreon exclusive.
Yeah, Sean's a good guy, but you got to like know his vibe and how he works and stuff. But luckily I was always on the grip side, so I didn't have to really interact outside of, you know, going to support.
Grips are so cool. Grips are the coolest. They just fucking hang the fuck out, talk shit, ask when's lunch, where's coffee, when do we wrap?
You're surrounded by local 52 members here, Dan.
I know, I am. I'm not saying there's anything wrong with it. I'm just, you know, it is what it is. There.
Oh, yeah, you're all boxed in right now, bro.
I feel uncomfortable.
Yeah, don't worry. I don't have any SAG membership or anything, so I'm not SAG after.
You have an escape, bro.
No.
Smart. Just take this helmet.
Yeah.
It's your key to virtual you can be whoever you want to be, Dan.
Yeah.
Just put on the balls.
I got in trouble because Luke asked me to do something on his Instagram live and I like plugged it and I
Ned Luke was a recent guest.
The only picture I ever took was a picture of him on the phone and I used it as my contact picture for him. And so I put that up on Instagram and it was just like his head and like maybe like a two or three balls on the shoulder.
Two or three balls on shoulder.
Within like 6 hours, I got a phone call from Rockstar telling me that I had to take it down.
Take those balls off the shoulder.
Basically like you're breaking your NDA. I was like, wasn't it 10 years ago? Like,
wow.
Things have changed. I know that I just worked on a DLC for them in a new place and had the whole thing, the ROM, all that stuff. And it's totally different than it was when we were doing it.
Are they still in Long Island or?
Yeah, they're still in Long Island, but they moved from Glen Cove.
Yeah, I don't think we can say where they are, or else they'll like shut this podcast down.
Yeah, they definitely will. Our Zencaster just popped in and it just says Rockstar. They're sending text saying, shut the fuck up.
What's the scale of like video game production in LA, Vance? Do you know about that? Because I don't really know about it.
I don't know. Joe Rubino, like it made it, who was there, he just moved out here, and I think he's in like Anaheim working for like Microsoft or something on there. Or
that
Xbox
guy is insane. Yeah. By the way, that guy is insane.
In an awesome way,
Joe Rubino, but he's a fucking that guy. There's only one Joe Rubino in the world, and it's
him. That is him. Yeah, he's doing great. He's taking the video game world and like just doing it. He's been doing a lot of cinematics and everything for it. So I got to link up with him at some point once, you know, people can see each other again. But I just remember when I was at Rockstar, because I worked in the back of that back room with all the, you know, the facial capture stuff. And it took me like a year before I got a Rockstar email address because I was still freelance. You know, it's Ned like to call me Freelance Vance all the time.
Freelance fans. Like all of this is coming back to me now, and I'm feeling extra dickheaded about it.
Well,
and
you don't have a steel trap memory, like
I don't. Mike, I know that we shared a lot of laughs making fun of a lot of shit that went on.
We did.
So, and I'm just
that. That job was traumatic.
Yeah.
Well, considering all the dirty things I had to say,
I remember pitching you a line. I don't know if it made it in there. I remember you were like, it was a scene with you and the sister and you had to just call her horrible stuff. And I was like, hey, why don't you call her cum dumpster? And you were like, all right, and I'll just do it. And I was like, I don't know if it ever made it in the game or not, but
there must be like an English word for dumpster that's not dumpster and they didn't understand it and they cut it out. Because that was the other crazy thing that would happen all the time is that they would just like, all this stuff was written by like English, Scottish people, and like they'd have all these like weird things, and I'd be like, look, this kid from Los Santos ain't saying this shit.
That was a giveaway for me in Birds of Prey was that the writer was definitely English because of a couple of lines of dialogue they said like, it wasn't as obvious as Rockstar, which is like anything that comes from Rockstar, it says, whilst, because we're from Scotland. Like it wasn't as obvious as that. I don't think it was as obvious, but it was like one or two words. I was like, the writer from this is from England.
Yeah.
You think about how they try to make everything so macro. Like, we got to appeal to everybody. Think about China. Think about the big market. Think about South America. You know, and then when you sort of get back, it's tough to make things very.
I don't think from my experience with them, I don't think they care at all. Like, because they don't even do E3 stuff. Like, they never like promote. Everything's so secretive. Like I was saying, it took me like a year before I got an email address for them because they were still sending stuff to my Gmail when they would book me. And I was like, oh, can I just get a Rockstar email so I don't have to deal with it? I get a Rockstar email. And then this guy, Hurley, who was working with us in the back, he had a manual for the facial capture. He emailed it to me on the Rockstar email account. But an hour later, my email was disabled.
It took me
3 days to figure out why they deleted it. And they were like, oh, well, we didn't want you to have this access to this handbook on your email. And I'm like, I sit in the back with it. Like, I could just take it home. Like, I signed India. It was like one of the weirdest things for that. But that's how secretive they are with their process, though.
Did they make you shred your shit down, or they just sent you emails that self-deleted?
No, I mean, I would just, if I brought sides, they wouldn't leave the building. It's like whatever we shot, if those scenes were done, like I would come back out and they'd be off the table and just gone.
So like Amazon took it all the way to the Supreme Court and won that the time spent putting their, not even Amazon, but their contractor who runs their warehouses, like the time spent putting their workers through a metal detector at the end of the day to make sure that they hadn't stolen anything from work, they didn't have to pay them for the time for that. They didn't have to pay them wages for the time spent waiting.
How long does it take to go through a metal detector?
Don't know.
Seems like a lot of people were stealing shit, I guess. Up, Frank, over to the left side. We got to frisk you.
Oh, too many paper clips stolen from Amazon. More AA batteries.
They went all the way to the Supreme Court and won. They did not have to pay their employees for time spent waiting in line.
Wait, so are they checking? Are they like punching out before they have to wait for the?
That's what they're declaring, and then they said they made them punch out and say, "Okay, now you can't." And then they're saying, "Well, we're still waiting, still here." It was like we would wrap in a location, and they didn't have enough vans or something like that to get us back to where. Parking or a train or getting out of there, we would say, let's go back on the clock. You know what I mean? I feel like we would be able to say that I don't want to say heavy petting, but in the underdog
world,
in the indie, which is just a euphemism for the non-union films that we did before we joined the union.
That's why I drove my car 2.5 hours every time I had to do Rockstar stuff, because I didn't want to have to wait, because they would do the same thing. They'd be like, sorry, you wrapped at 1 o'clock, but we're not leaving until 5. So you can take the LIRR if you want, or you can wait for, you know, everyone else to leave. And I was like, fuck that. I'm just driving.
Do you think they do that for the leads?
No, for anybody.
Bro,
I was able to get
he was the lead.
I was able to get, you know, mileage and gas and stuff paid for, but it's still like you're trying to be there at like 9 o'clock in the morning, having to go from Brooklyn all the way to the center of Long Island.
Undeclared location.
It's okay. They're not there anymore. They're not there anymore.
If you check out 123 Fake Street in Ronkonkoma in New York right now, you're just going to find a burned out shell.
Yeah. That pass, man, I used to have to take it with I rode it with all the actors, cause I would take that Union Square van all the time. Hey, Jeremy, did you work on the movie in Fort Totten with the Englishman or something?
Oh yeah, Englishman in New York.
Yeah, I worked on that for like a couple days when it was out in Fort Totten.
Interesting. Yeah.
Was it day? Was it day exterior or night exterior?
Gold.
Yeah. That's a big difference for a grip. Is day exterior or night exterior? Because they both suck, but it's whether the electrics can laugh at you or not.
Yeah.
Danny, have you been to Fort Totten before?
Is that Staten Island?
No.
No, that's.
Well, that's Rockaway? Fort Wadsworth. Sorry.
Is it Rockaway or further down, maybe? Anyway.
I always think it's just such a long trip to go out to that house.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They have one like old house that they use, but then all over the area are places you can use, and you can do it free. They don't charge you.
Because it's a
city land or something.
Yeah, it's some kind of state park, if not a federal. Yeah. It's federal because it's a national historic. And blah, 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 blah.
Yeah.
But I've been on so many movies that we just post up there and have our 3 or 4 days at Fort Totten and shooting every inch of that place. Yeah. But yeah. I
sounds like you get into some serious heavy petting and
well, JB, stop.
It's a period.
We did not film there.
Ooh, that sounds weird.
JB, was it? Do you remember if it was day exterior or night exterior? Because those are very big differences.
Yeah, I bet I could find.
I'd just like to say for the listener, if you don't work in the entertainment industry, we're sorry that we've been talking all this bullshit to you for a while. It's but you know, it's just what it is.
Yeah,
of a boy named Danny,
from
who was hanging around with fucking 52.
Oh gosh,
three of them were cool. But one had no ding dong.
So okay. Just speaking of ding dong,
I don't even know where this transition's going.
I told you that first part was the most professional part.
I need to change my text message tone because it sounds like a doorbell and it fools everybody.
Ding dong.
So I'm going to.
So you're not a silent phone person, you're
no, he has all the fucking bells and whistles all the time.
Oh no, Vance, when, I started
his alternate side of the street parking sound is the fucking
I started rigging, Vance, so I started keeping other hours and keeping my phone on and stuff, and I haven't been on set as much, but when I go on set, yes, I turn my phone to silent.
Okay.
Like a good boy, like a good little boy.
But when you're out in the world, you're just disturbing everybody. But at work, you're like peaceful. Yeah.
I do have to say that there's a commercial out now where a guy's teaching old people how to like use phones or be out in public. And there's somebody like using a speakerphone and he's just like, you know, annoying everybody. Yeah. And he's like, no, you don't see anybody else using their speakerphone. And then some other guy's like randomly backing up a car and it's not his car. And it's like, no. Walk away. Same
it
idea.
It just makes me think of Trigger Happy TV. That's all.
Oh, man.
I'm in the cinema. No, it's rubbish.
Yeah. You worked.
Hi, everybody. I'm Katie Segal.
And I'm Kurt Sutter.
And welcome to our new podcast called PIE, People, Influences, and Experiences.
Yes, it's sort of the get to know you at a deeper level, the who, what, when, where, and why you are, rather than what it is you do.
Absolutely. We're not going to talk too much about what people do. We just want to know about their families, where they come from, you know, what shapes their parenting if they have kids, what shapes their marriages if they're married. We just want to be really nosy. We want to get in there.
A deep dive into nature and nurture.
And we started it because there are a lot of people that we don't know that we are curious about.
Right. And I have no friends. So for me, it's, you know.
Trying to get them out of the house.
Listen to it on whatever you listen to podcasts on.
Yeah, podcast, homecast.
Your podcasting apparatus. Watch it on the YouTube.
He's aging himself.
Have you ever experienced turbulence on a flight and wondered why?
And you can see all the terrain around you. You've got no issue with visibility or anything?
No, everything's peachy.
Maybe you've sat on the tarmac for hours wondering why your plane isn't moving.
Well, we're outside here. They're saying the ramp is closed. They won't let us park because of Air Force One.
Listen in on the conversations between pilots and air traffic controllers on the Air Traffic Out of Control podcast.
510 is declaring an emergency. There's smoke in the cabin. I need to make a landing right now on 31 left.
We have the most interesting, wild, and funny ATC recordings you will ever hear. Check out Air Traffic Out of Control wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts.
on Whitest Kids You Know, I saw. You did that for a while?
Me? No, I did the... That might have been like one of the last things I did as a grip. It was the movie. Gotcha. It was the movie that they did. Or it was like last... They did like a... I think it was supposed to be a three-parter, but they kind of turned it into a movie.
Gotcha.
I think they were doing like some... Yeah, I forget exactly what it was, but yeah, I worked on that for a couple of days. Yeah,
it's been a while.
Yeah,
all of these things have been a while.
This
even
is all just old.
Yeah,
just to walk down.
Yeah. I tried to look back for photos of before it had a name, and I can't even find those. So
I remember
probably good.
Willem Dafoe was really interesting. He loved to tell like weird, dirty jokes a lot.
Yeah, yeah.
And he felt, and he was very helpful.
Any like you could, any you remember that you want to share?
I don't remember.
Ladies and gentlemen, Willem Dafoe. No, he's not here.
I didn't lock that one in. No, he was like super helpful. I remember one time we were like moving sets, and like he started grabbing equipment, and like, the key grip's like, "Hey, girl, grab that from Willem Dafoe." It was like he was just helping. He was just helping his then girlfriend like make a movie, and like he wasn't.
He wasn't in his house.
No, he wasn't like, "Oh, I've been Spider-Man or anything." It was no ego at all. Just hey, and he knows how movies work. To let people film inside of his house, a bunch of us, a sloppy grips and crew members.
Yeah. You should never. You should never.
Youngin, let, too, you know.
Never let people shoot inside your house unless
this
you know.
In a winter. This is a winter too. Yeah, this is in a winter too. Like it was like tracking snow around and stuff, so yeah. God.
Yeah, I remember we almost went off the Massame was a friend, still is I guess, but her and like I don't know, we had just a group of people that we'd always hang out with, and the snow was horrible. We'd drive to like the sets of like the deli sets, and there'd be a foot of snow, and we almost ran off the road a couple times. Mm-hmm. And somebody did run off the road on the crew, and it's just like,
on which job, you know, was this, Jeremy?
Before it had a name, or the Black Widow, what it's called now, I think. But yeah, it was just the worst movie, but the best time making the movie.
I had a couple of those. I had a few of those. That's true. You do remember the experiences more.
Yeah, yeah. We actually made a movie within the movie, but it was so popular. It was called Matt Needs Ice, and it was just about, because we were living in that.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Crazy Kerhonk, where was it? Kerhonkson,
New York, upstate.
I think his house is in New Paltz, but like I don't know what's around. I don't know the full.
But the lodging was just like this huge, like shining looking building.
Yeah, it was kind of creepy, man. It was
Polish, I think, maybe. Oh my god! Yeah. And it had like the shining. Your plaid looked like the floor. Like it's just weird, and they were set up just to, nobody else was there except us, I think. Yeah. And so they were set up just to like cater to us, and they made us food at nights. You know, we got off late, but we would just take those times and like hang out and, you know, get inebriated and smoke a little. And then like we would try to make this weird movie called Matt Needs Ice about that had zombies and like naked people. I'll post it on the episode thread because
no
it is
way.
Humorous, but, yeah. Basically, it became the talk of the set, and even Willem Dafoe was like, okay,
yeah,
I can do it. I can help. But we only did one scene.
Wait, was he in it?
Scene. No. He would have been, though. But it literally was the talk of the set. I mean, it was insane. But, yes,
that's
we
kind
wrote
of a
the whole thing.
That's a statement
shot.
About how compelling the material was that you were working on.
Exactly. Exactly.
There's always 100% happens, even if it's only 20% from one side.
Right.
You still managed to fill in the other 80.
There was only so much propping and gripping we could do to make that thing a movie, let alone a good movie. So it was, I don't know.
You shot in a rubber fucking house, apparently.
Yeah, I'll show it to you. Yeah.
don't show it to us. After we hadn't worked together for a while, Vance, I was riding through Williamsburg on the bike. It was real hot. I don't remember what year it was.
It was real hot, and I thought of you, Vance.
I was like, yeah, exactly. Danny, start playing Lowrider. I look in, I don't know if I'm going to visit Mike Yetter or something like that, but I look into a studio and you're working on a music video, and I think it was an MGMT video.
Oh, doo-doo. Yeah, I did work on it.
I think you worked on the electric feel video.
I worked on the electric feel video, yeah.
And I didn't see it until years later, but I kind of like, I was like, oh, that was that room I saw Vance and Mike Yetter in at lunch, because it was at lunch. So it wasn't like there were none of the effects going that happened in the music video at the time.
Yeah, I mean, it was just all – that was like wall-to-wall green and blue screen or whatever. That video is insane. But yeah, I still hear that song. They play it like randomly at bars and stuff still. And I'm always like, oh, yeah, I worked on that music video.
You're forced when you work on a music video or something like that, you're sort of like – you're forced into that memory every time you hear the song involuntarily. And it's kind of like mud. It's kind of like Danny has this completely unfair bias against Billy Joel. And I'm thinking about giving him a special radio that like won't shut off. It has like a delay on it when he wants to shut it off. So even if he tries, to shut it off, he has to listen to 20 seconds of Billy Joel anyway.
Right. Oh yeah. When it has a decay on it when you turn it off, it's still. I'll turn this off. I am the entertainer.
Like he's in a car. Like he's in a car behind.
He's driving away. Yeah. Very good.
This is going to be a treat for two of us.
I worked in that. Sorry, in that vein. Hold on. Jeremy. Yeah, sorry. Oh my God! Look at that warehouse.
That's the rubber house, on Airbnb, no less.
I worked on a job that my cousin shot. Vance, you remember my cousin Chris Lavasor?
And sure.
Just say yes and continue.
Yeah.
He was a DP, but I think he shot a part of. It wasn't Heavy Petting because that wasn't the guy who looked like he was going to cry. That was Crying Josh who shot the other. Anyway, everybody has their nicknames, but
okay.
Crying okay. Josh is a bad nickname to have on set.
Is this why they put you on rigging?
My cousin shot this movie with Rosario Dawson called The Descent. I think Rachel Lee Cook is in it well for a second.
I like the horror movie The Descent.
I think it's also a horror movie, but it's not that one. And but they did this scene where they played they shot this scene where like all day they played Kanye's Gold Digger, and I'm traumatized from listening to that song now. Like I always think of shooting that one scene because it was just one scene that we shot over and over again. If you were working on any kind of job that like shot a party scene or a bar scene, they would just like, hey, let's keep it simple and play the same song over and over.
Yeah,
but I didn't get to work on too many music videos back in the day.
But you were in a couple. Do you have those same traumatic recollections when you hear the Gin Blossoms and or
what was MGMT like, Vance? That must have been like a several days worth of.
It's about two or three days. Yeah. Which is like a lot for a music video because normally they just cram it all out in one long 20-hour day.
Right. Well, yeah. You hear a lot of things about 20-hour music videos, and then like the union tried to grab them, and so people are making a lot of money from them. But it's still it's sort of a job that you would take going in knowing that you were going to get burned out. Like, don't take work for the day following that because you're kind of going to sleep it off. If you do have work for the next day, kind of like go in asking for forgiveness because you're operating on 2 hours of sleep or whatever.
Yeah.
Just tell them you worked a music video the night before. They'll understand.
They're like, you're so cool. I think I talked about a truck.
Go hit the sound blanket.
Yeah.
I think I talked about this before, but I only did one music video and that was enough. It was the Puddle of Mud. It was before their big hit song. It was like their first video.
What was their first?
It was
first?
Directed
was
by their... Fred oh, Durst.
God. You worked with Fred Durst?
I worked with Fred Durst.
Was Puddle of Mud spelled any differently?
I think it's like two D's.
Yeah, two D's.
I think it's double D.
Yeah. Two D's. Anyway, that was in Florida.
That would be a good podcast too, like Muddles of Pud, like people. You guys listen back to Fred Durst songs and try to make sense of it.
Two large dick men. Yeah.
I think that guy recently went into like Sirius XM and did an acoustic Nirvana song and butchered it, and it went all over the internet. It's like, if it couldn't be bad enough that you're the lead singer from Puddle of Mud, but now you're the lead singer of Puddle of Mud who butchered a Nirvana song.
It'll happen.
It'll happen.
Well, I didn't want to show you this. Directing.
I think he still does it to this day.
Stand
I
mean, over there to the left.
Yeah, is he a yeller? Is he like a patient guy?
This you ready? This is it right here.
Jeremy just flipped his head back.
For the listener. Yeah. More. All right, let's go. And he would do this a lot. You know, like he's hearing good things, but I don't.
It was music.
Yeah, this music sounds great. Yeah, what you're doing is fine too. But damn, this music's good.
Of course, he had to do a cameo. He's at the end there. There's only one person in the audience, and it's Fred Durst.
That's kind of awesome.
So it's anyway. Check that out. I don't remember the song name, but yeah. But back to the other thing. This is the. For you vacationers out there, the house that we shot the movie in before it had a name, aka Black Widow, is available on Airbnb.
It's called the Rubber House. Night.
It's not bad. Mm-hmm. It's beautiful, man. This I mean, I don't know if they bought it from Willem or he, I don't know what's going on, but
yeah,
this is the house.
This is it's like covered this in looks rubber. Like this looks like escape room material. This looks just like that. What was that movie with Lily Sobieski? Wasn't that called Escape Room or the
safe
other one?
House glass. It made
glass. Shattered house. Yeah, it looked like one of those.
The house on the glass corner.
It's like we need to cast somebody fragile and also that looks fragile a character.
Is that
and
a dance also studio?
It's a living room, but also a dance studio.
Yeah, that
we
this
got
is,
couches at sleep one's... too, or if you want to like just lie down, you can
see when you were describing this before, like I think it belonged to a choreographer or something like that, or a dancer.
Yeah,
I thought it like belonged to Elizabeth Streb. Mm. And the whole inside of the house was rubber because this is a choreographer that has all these like very kinetic dances where people are slamming into things and bouncing and stuff like that.
For the listener, go to our Patreon account if you want to see any of this. And if not, we'll post a link to the Airbnb. There's also a bidet in one of the bathrooms, if that means anything to you.
And then this right here. This is the dance studio.
That's the dance studio.
For the listener, I had to fill this entire room with plants in the middle of winter. Like cactus, like all of these plants that they drag out into the thing.
Sharp plants for the listener, pointy.
And luckily, there was a scene where she's dragging plants out and they get into an argument. She comes back in and pisses on the floor. So I had to gag for that. And luckily, this is one of the few, but he came to his senses and said, okay. Or they both came to their senses and said, okay, she's not going to pee. And I'm like, yeah, why? Why would she just come in and get pissed off and really actually pee?
Wait, you rewrote the script, in other words, Jeremy?
Well, no, I had the rig ready, but it was just like, you know, I don't know. You saw everything, so it couldn't be.
Yeah, I hate to characterize it like Glass House or Safe House or whatever, but it just really looks like if the ice storm happened again and. But,
I mean, it's
but
a beautiful
if it's
place,
a rubber house, the ice storm ain't going to do nothing to it. It's just going to sound funny everywhere.
On the glass.
I thought the whole thing is rubber. Isn't there no such thing as rubber glass?
Yeah, there's in film making. There is, for people to step on and such.
I think these glass. This is real glass.
Podcast is breaking the rubber glass ceiling right now.
Jeremy is going to let you in a little movie magic. Sometimes when they do broken glass rigs and the big film stuff, Jeremy spends up to half of his day with sandpaper sanding down the edges of each piece of glass that you see on the ground underneath Johnny Lee Miller in Elementary.
This is the room for the listener. You're not going to see this unless you do the Patreon, but this is the bedroom where there's a scene where he pulls her tampon out with his mouth.
Okay, you did creep me out already, but like I said, that's gonna be like the ritual. This looks like a ritual murder house. Extremely creepy house.
Well, so if you want to rent it through Airbnb, when you message them, you say, I know that William Dafoe pulled a tampon out of a woman on this bed. I want a reduction. I want $375 a night.
Here's,
You'll get $125 discount.
I know that that house is on the East Coast and it's very upstate New York, rustic and stuff like that. But I'm thinking of another Willem Dafoe movie that really shook me, and it's To Live and Die in L.A. And he's such a
interesting.
He's such a murderer, Vance. Jeremy,
I thought you were going to say the.
I never watched it.
What's the movie where the fox talks to him and he kind of mutilates himself?
That's his Instagram live account.
Oh, that he's doing a versus. He's doing a versus with a fox right now.
I'm drawing a blank. Director's name. The guy who did Melancholia, I believe. Anybody know that director?
Oh boy!
No.
Is it a rock and roll documentary? Because I know about those. But.
I'm gonna have to figure that out. But you know what? Looking at that house, if you know anything about working on set, that house is just a nightmare. Lighting.
Oh yeah.
From lighting.
Just for lighting. Thank you.
Just for like putting like every room small. There's not a lot of overhead.
And then all the glass.
Yeah. It's just,
There were a lot of shitty things about that house, but we had an owl one night. I don't know if you remember that. We had I don't know what kind of owl, but there was a whole thing of like.
You had a trained owl on set or an owl got into the house?
No, a trained owl. Yeah. So everybody got to hang out with the owl and pet it and say,
I would take pictures with the owl, man.
Yeah. The movie I was thinking was Antichrist, Lars von Trier.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Fucking movies, man.
Yeah. I like The Lighthouse. Did anyone see The Lighthouse?
No, but that's actually one I really want to see.
Check that out. It's by the guy that did The Witch.
Yeah.
And it's really good. It's unique. It's interesting. Willem Dafoe is at like 120. It's great.
I get to see that.
He's an incredible actor, man. He's still. I'll watch basically anything with him in there.
Jeremy watch To Live and Die in L.A. He's a murderer, man. Sorry,
Jeremy took a chair home from him.
Very dangerous guy.
I did. Right? Yeah. He was in that room actually when we started before we started shooting. There was a gray sort of padded chair, two chairs, and a little ottoman. And he asked everybody if anybody wanted it, and they tossed it out. And I was like, yeah, because I was poor and, you know, living in who knows where. And
you still have them.
I do. Yeah, well, I did for a long time. It was Danny's, when we used to write for Man Boobs, it was Danny's writing chair.
It was my writing chair, but it was really
what are the air quotes about writing?
Because it was more like Xanax chair, because it was like, I would fall asleep in it.
Yeah.
I would be doing
air quotes there.
I'd be doing drugs on it.
And then he, I won't say this, but yeah, I had to do some repairs. Let's just say that.
I didn't break the chair.
He had to bring it to a restorer. How about that?
Did you crash
the chair? The only reason a chair would have been broken there is because Jeremy probably had sex on it.
No, Willem did, though. We're pretty sure Willem did.
But yeah, I noticed that it wasn't in the script for Willem to pee on the floor, but he peed anyway.
He did anyway.
Kind of a balance that whole thing out.
If you want to see a really bad movie, go see
Black Widow, a.k.a.
Black Widow, or Black Widow. I don't know what I have the DVD, so if I ever see you, I'll pass along.
Not Disney's, Marvel's, Netflix's the Black Widow starring.
A lot of people are going to mix that up. Yeah. A lot of people are going to mix
exactly,
that up.
Yeah.
Not get that wrong, because it's not what I meant.
Very Italian. Much more Italian than the other one.
Can't wait for that uptick when they're like, why is this movie trending all of a sudden?
Oh, we're really getting a bounce here. I call it the D&M bounce. So
I should suggest it for the How Did This Get Made? That's a perfect...
Is it a perfect film?
Speaking of how did this get made, Vance, tell us about your podcast.
Oh, you're beeping to it.
Nice, dude. Nice.
Do you know Jeremy worked on Girls?
I saw.
You have a Girls jacket.
And I work with the Electric Crew from Girls, but I never worked a day on the show.
Well, I have a podcast that I do with a comic buddy of mine, Joe Welke, and it's called Boys Watching Girls. And we're watching Girls for the first time ever. Like, we've never seen any of them. And we're talking about every single episode.
Nice.
And probably more detail than we should.
How far into it?
All of season one and two are out right now, and we're just working through. So, what season did you work on, Jeremy?
Two or three, but I only did sort of like, you know, a month here and a month there, okay, and enough to get a jacket.
He day played.
However long that is.
Some days it's just like being there the right day to get a jacket.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, you got to plan it out. But no, I remember at the wrap party for girls, I think season two or three. Mm-hmm. Took Danny,
which they were nice enough to hold after the last day of shooting and not before the last day of shooting.
Yeah. Very true.
Yeah, that is true.
Actual rap party.
Right.
Yeah. But
it's the first time I was ever a date to a rap party.
Yeah, right. I remember taking Danny.
Danny, like, you've never been a plus one before, how the tables have turned. I'm always the one who adds the names. I am not the add E. Now I'm gonna get a tattoo that says plus one right here.
He started writing that boy's script right after.
Boy.
They think their show's so great.
Oh my god.
We this rap party was in this fancy Williamsburg type place, I think, in Greenpoint. When we walk in and we're hanging out and having drinks, and we go out to the back to the party area where the rap party is, and Lena's there and all the people, and so when we're, I think, walking in or walking out, Dan, I can't remember, but she's standing there sort of as people are coming in or out, and I'm like, hey, what's up? And I hug her. I'm a hug, you know, I like to hug. I hug her, and it was a little bit awkward that she probably did. I didn't know her that well. You know, I worked with her for months and months, but like
already
probably a few.
Couple.
And then I looked over and I said, this is my friend. And she was like, it's Danny Tamborello.
Oh, she knew who you were.
And so she knew who Danny was.
Oh, play the soundboard. Play the soundboard, Jeremy.
I don't have that cued, unfortunately.
What's the matter with you? I thought you had it on a button.
The Danny Tamborello.
I thought you had it on a button.
No, he doesn't want to screw up the podcast. We don't. That's actually Lena Dunham. She said that. That's her.
Yeah. Yeah. So that's the girls Pete and Pete crossover that everybody's been talking about.
That's true. She was going to file charges against Jeremy, but I smoothed it over.
No, she's lovely. She's very nice. Was very nice to all the crew, and really took care of us, and you picked a good show to watch
and comment on. It's interesting because it's a lot to comment on. Like, it's a lot to talk about, especially like the time period. I was like living there when they were filming it. So like they go to places, I'm like, oh yeah, I know that place. Or this.
Right, right.
But, where that's
probably not there
that
anymore.
That place is closed. Yeah.
And now it's called
that place is closed.
There's a lot of that. There's a lot of that.
Yeah. But no, it's an interesting show.
Over the Eights now? What?
It's been fun to do. It's an interesting show, and Jeremy, we'll have to get you on to talk about your experience at some point.
I'm ready. I have stuff. I could give you some girls merch to give away as a giveaway.
Don't give away the Native Union wireless speaker, because that's my jam.
I'm not going to.
That's my jam. That was like, he brought that home, and I was like, yeah, dude, that's like the best rap gift ever.
Rap gift. Oh yeah.
This was the best draft.
Yeah.
What is that?
Oh, that's season three.
It's one of those, Bluetooth speakers.
Oh, nice. Yeah.
Still works.
That the kids in America were using in a very specific time.
You showed it up close, and there's like a cum stain at the bottom of there. You should wash that off.
Must be yours. You're the one that used it more.
It looks a little used.
We used to have races to see who could get connected to the Bluetooth speaker first so we could control the music during writing sessions.
Dueling speaker.
Exactly. Yeah,
that's right.
It was a whole thing.
You press the button and it goes.
Let's not even clean that up when we offer it.
I'm going to have to think about that, because I love this thing.
You can keep it.
I have other stuff.
If it's my DNA, it's worth at least $10.
My other one, the input just fell straight through, so you couldn't really use it anymore.
Yeah, you earned it. We just talk about the show.
Shout out to
David. You worked on it, so. You are.
No, I have other stuff. I have other stuff. Yeah, I think I'm sure I have a shirt.
Do you find underlying themes? Like, is there like a recurring theme that you end up hitting throughout a season, being like, this again?
Yeah, there's stuff that happens like that. It's hard to dive too deep into, but we started season three, and we noticed that at the beginning of each season so far, it starts with her in a bed waking up with someone, and it's usually like it's just stuff like that that we catch on to because we're not
Jeremy. Because Jeremy driving the point home. Jeremy, I get
he's
it.
Really he's really plugging this speaker for season 3.
And it is disgusting looking up close. God, it's terrible.
That's cool that you had a tie in with the Boys Watching Girls podcast, Jeremy. That's pretty smart.
Yeah, it's a yeah, small, who knew? Small world. You know?
I'll go get my sweatshirt or my raincoat next.
Okay. You know what else is? I worked on the Ugly Betty TV pilot.
Oh, yeah.
You worked on the pilot?
Yeah, and that director directed a bunch of episodes of Girls. Richard Shepherd, I believe.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
We're friends.
Yeah.
Now we're all friends.
Yeah.
I remember working on Ugly Betty, but I also was not a core player, so I ended up not scoring any merchandise.
I might have been a grip to this day if Ugly Betty filmed in New York as opposed to L.A. Because I worked on the pilot that was filmed in New York.
It did film in New York.
No, they went out to L.A. and then they came back, I thought.
Yeah. Gotcha.
Yeah.
Because Dance was like,
I ain't playing second fiddle to no one, no how, nowhere. I did the pilot. They moved to L.A. Oh, they want to come back to New York?
Right.
Dance says, fuck that.
Yeah.
No, I just liked the crew I was working with. Like, I worked. It was like the hard work, but like everybody was nice and it was fun. I was like, oh, yeah. And
that's
it was
all
like,
you asked?
At that point, it was like a lot of pay considering I was doing tier ones, you know, like doing the low budget features. So I was like, oh, this isn't that bad, you know. But after the pilot, they just kind of, it went away. And I was like, well, all right. And then I just saw the world of ripping. And I was like, it's not where I want to stay. But yeah,
it's
good.
It's kind of like seeing people who have gone to L.A. and enjoy it. It's like, I'm not accusing you of enjoying it, man.
Please don't accuse me of enjoying anything.
I love L.A. What are you talking about?
It's
I love L.A.
That there's comparisons between the way things go on, the way film production, TV production happens there, and the way it is here. But then there's also other times where it seems night and day.
Yeah, I mean, I was out of gripping way before I moved out here, because then I worked on GTA and then did some video editing, worked on House Hunters International as an assistant editor. You know, I could tell you some House Hunter stories. Hey,
save that for your House Hunter series.
Jeremy's offering at Seltzer King Studios all That's kinds right. of remote podcast production opportunities.
That's nice. Right. Yeah. It's funny because I produce a podcast called The Bradshaw Boys, which is a Sex in the City podcast.
Nice.
Where they're listening through for the first time ever. Mostly,
yeah.
I was thinking maybe you guys could have a boys room or a boys night super block of Bradshaw boys watching girls.
There needs to be
that's a good one.
Shows.
Bradshaw boys watching girls is
not a bad.
I mean, there needs
to
be more all guys talking about all female shows.
Bradshaw boys watching really Gilmore well. Girls.
Well, that's the Gilmore guys.
Yeah.
That is another.
Yeah,
that's a podcast.
Yeah,
they're out there.
Then there's the Golden Guys for sure.
Which is a Golden Girls podcast.
Yep, and Desperate House Husbands.
You're
that's another one.
That is not.
You just pitched two great ideas.
Desperate
House Husbands.
Is there, there's a lot of recaps and commentary.
Real House Husbands of insert city here. Okay, I'm done.
Two out of three
ain't bad.
If I'm you cool have a real if you're a real house husband, let us know at 347-470-8150, the Danny and Mike voicemail hotline. We're thinking about starting a cameo where Danny and I will read whatever text you tell us to.
We've been out of work long enough that guys we'll read whatever you want. Just give us just send us the $50. Don't even go through Cameo. Just Venmo us.
us for the listeners doing the air quotes.
Are we taking callers 20... now?
Yeah, exactly.
Who's on the line, Jeremy?
On the line next is Actually, I was going to tell you, do you do guests on your podcast?
We haven't yet, but okay. We are going to have, we're definitely want to have you on. And we're going
to
have,
were you not listening when he asked if you wanted to be on it?
No. I was just going to say, because my buddy Jose Pavone was the prop master of most of the seasons of Girls, and he would have a lot of dirt.
Yeah.
But again,
our plan was to have guests to come in eventually for special episodes, because we have never seen the show. We figured we needed to get to a certain point before we start interviewing people.
Of comfortability.
About
the show. Yeah. Yeah. Right.
We don't want to be like, hey, we've seen 2 episodes so far. So in season 4, what happens? Like, we're still new. We don't know what happens in the show.
Right.
And we're not doing a rewatch, and it's not a deep dive. Like, we watch it and then we talk about it immediately. So a lot of the podcast is us figuring it out as we
While it's fresh.
Yeah. So you're going to instant reactions.
No spoilers, but you do get a very good.
I cannot hear you. I am not listening.
Coming up next season, I believe.
We get a what? A what?
A good Harry Nilsson song is in season 4. So.
Okay.
Well, I think season 4, maybe 3.
That's why we're doing this, for the music.
That's right. Right. No, but I just remember we shot it somewhere in some beachy location, and it's I have a lot of good memories that I will save for your podcast.
Nice. Vance, if you want to give the plugs for that podcast, your socials or something like that.
It's Boys Watching Girls Podcast, and you can follow me on Twitter at isthatvance. Pretty much it.
Awesome.
We should have more. This should be a whole genre.
A whole genre of...
Yeah, I think it's going to become... You're going to become a vertical. It's going to be like Boys Watching Girls, and it's just going to be all of these podcasts popping up.
I remember when we came up with the idea to do this, we were trying to decide on a podcast to do, and my buddy just started laughing without saying anything for about 5 minutes straight, and then just said... Just said, Boys Watching Girls.
And
I was
like, what? He's like, and you felt like that was a good idea, right? It had to be.
You know, I was like, you know, I feel like we can deep dive a show like this that's been off for a while. None of us have seen it. We'll have interesting takes. We were both in New York at the time.
Game of Thrones.
God, yeah. I just thought of another one. One Tree Hill,
But why would it be
it's like, dude, say hell yeah. Know what I mean? It's anyway. Okay. All right. Two out of 4. I know. You're right. You get into it, and
I would have been like, okay, that's great.
Danny, how about just the facts of life, ma'am?
How about the 90210 bros?
Okay.
All right.
You're getting somewhere.
What was the other spinoff of 90210? Something place.
Melrose Bro Plow.
Oh, yeah. Melrose Place.
Melrose
Place.
Melrose Place.
If all else fails, just add bros. Yeah. It seems to be the generation's escape plan. But,
well, we created something today, and you created.
That's right.
And you created it long before that.
Yeah, we still got a lot of girls' episodes to watch, so we're not going to dive too deep into future podcasts yet.
Yeah.
Well, absolutely. When you're ready, you got a think tank ready to go.
You just keep picking them up.
And you keep knocking them down. I get it.
Yeah.
All of these copyrighted 2020 Danny Tamborelli, Vance Tucker, Jeremy Bailyn, did Michael C. Marona. There you go. I just wanted to make sure
that's
nobody else takes that.
That's legally binding, too. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. This is all, it comes out in a printer.
Is it published in the Federal Register, this podcast? I don't think so. Zero force of law, has not been signed by anybody.
Spotify is going to send you an email if you listen to us on Spotify.
Yeah.
I don't know why I had to sign such a big waiver for this one.
Just put your thumbprint on the trackpad and click.
Why do you need my eye data?
It was a lot of, urine samples. It was all, I don't know. You guys are professionals. I'll let you guys do it. We're just, our podcast is professional.
It started professional and went down from there. I think we've kind of got a U-shaped recovery here, back to professional here at the end.
Well, that's what plugs are for.
If you've got plugs for us, let us know at 347-470-8150 if you think we should plug you on the show.
Oh, I have plugs. How about this? The Last Podcast Network. Check them out, lastpodcastnetwork.com. Also, what else? We have a Patreon, patreon.com/Danny and Mike. With the N spelled out.
The N spelled out.
Forget that. You can find Danny at Danny Tamborelli on the Instas, at D Tamborelli on the Twits.
And if Michael's you want to buy my music, go to John's Bandcamp. Because
there you go. Support your local artist during this tough
band's
time.
Band's not playing right now. We need.
Yeah.
Buy my stuff.
He will play you the saddest quarantine song that your $5 can buy.
That's true.
Danny is
speaking of Mike, were we ever going to make that quarantine song? Is like so past due.
I was thinking about it, and I was like, ugh. And now I'm trying to get my son to duet with me, but he only knows the right words.
Well, I don't want your son talking about scoring weed from the weed man. Anywho, we've derailed again. This U is turning into a W quick.
Yes. I am at Jeremy Balin on the Instas, at Remy Balin on the Twitter, I believe. I have a new podcast coming out called Going Dork, a look into the paranormal, UFOs.
Oh, yeah. Let's reschedule.
Asshole dogs. Yes, I'm going to send you an email. Vance would love to have you on.
Ouch.
Danny's been on. But
ouch. We'll, am I the only sucker that's done it then?
Mm-hmm. Well, we were supposed to record Mike's last week, and it's just tough to... It's not a good time, so we've postponed. But yes, that's coming very soon.
Is this an ancient aliens podcast?
It's sort of a deep dive into aliens, UFOs.
We watch episodes of Ancient Aliens and then we talk.
Yeah, exactly. We rewrite them. Check that out, goingdork.com. And what else, gents? Anything else?
No, I think that's it. Thank you so much, Vance.
Thank you so much for hanging. It's so much fun.
Good to hang out with all these people that I've crossed paths with.
No, weird. Yeah,
Jeremy, we met maybe and maybe not. And
it must have been on set.
I know who you are now. Yeah, 20 minutes into the podcast, I figured it out.
I think it was funny when you were like, "Yeah, I know Stephen Ogg," and I was like, "Yeah, I know from the same place."
You dumb shit. I know. It all came back to me.
We both know.
And
all right, everybody.
Yeah,
I gotta go.
Vance,
Vance,
just one last thing.
Yeah, go ahead.
Put something on your walls, okay? I can't believe I've been staring at nothing.
Decorate a little bit.
This is a balcony thing, you know? There's stuff on the walls. There's stuff
okay,
over
just,
there.
I'm just, I just, oh, there it is. Okay, okay.
I was going to say you composed it. I was going to say you composed your screen really well for the whole thing. It was very Kubrick, actually.
Yeah, I should just do a Zoom background. I'll just do a Zoom background next time. I didn't know I was going to get judged. Yeah. I didn't know I was going
to get judged. It's great to see you again, Vance. Thanks, man.
You're welcome.
Thanks for reaching out.
Yeah, no problem.
All right.
Thanks for having me.
Everybody have a good evening, and we'll check you later.
Bye.
See you, everybody.
Bye.
Bye. The Adventures of Danny and Mike stars Danny Tamborelli and Michael C. Marona. The show is produced by me, Jeremy Balin. This podcast is part of the Last Podcast Network, which can be found at lastpodcastnetwork.com. Make sure to check that out for a ton of great shows. For more information on the guys, visit our website at dannyandmike.com. Also look us up on Twitter at Danny and Mike with the N spelled out, and on Facebook at facebook.com/theadventuresofdannyandmike. Thanks for listening.
This show is made possible by listeners like you. Thanks to our ad sponsors, you can support our shows by supporting them. For more shows like the one you just listened to, go to lastpodcastnetwork.com.